Hi, this is a dictation for Felicia Johnson, F-E-L-I-C-I-A-J-O-H-N-S-O-N. Felicia Johnson, date of birth 2/28/1965, date of accident 3/16/2022, date of service is 12/14/2022. On March 16, 2022, this patient was traveling as a front seat passenger and was collided on a T-bone fashion on the passenger side, leading to various symptoms reported by the patient, including headaches, and no TBI symptoms were reported. But patient started having pain in the neck, lower back, and the right shoulder as the main issues. The pains were severe, and she had a difficult time lifting the left arm beyond 90 degrees. The treatment was started, conservative treatment, including physical therapy, chiropractic treatment, and acupuncture medications. The patient reports that she has still have pain in these areas. It is around 7 in the left shoulder, neck, and lower back. And she can lift left shoulder up to 130 degrees without any pain, beyond which there is pain. Overall pain level varies from 7 to 8, and the ADLs are on an average 8 of over 1 to 10. Especially sleep is affected 10, enjoyment of life is affected 8, the work is affected 7, general activity 7, mood, walking ability, and relationship with other people is affected 6. 40% relief has been obtained overall since the time of accident in various symptoms since the time of accident. The headaches are much less often, 2 in a week, 1 or 2 in a week, and when they come, they are almost 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. But they're not associated with any vision problems, dizziness, vertigo, confusion, disorientation, or any balance problem, work focus problem. There is associated difficulty sleeping, anxiety, depression, and some loss of memory. And no confusion, disorientation, blackout, seizures are reported. Pain and numbness, patient has a stiffness of the neck and lower back, and pain in the neck and lower back and the shoulder. And she has reported that the walking is difficult only when she is on a long walk. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient report, there are no changes in the pain level, and there is no relevant medical history. In the last 1 month, no surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma in last 30 days. And current pain medications are Tylenol with codeine and Ultran. Substance abuse, none. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination. Blood pressure 120 over 82, pulse is 65, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam will be from previous visit of 11/14/2022, dictation number 1115-067. The patient, so plan of care is as follows. The patient has anxiety and depression. She has seen Dr. Weiss 3 months ago, but she did not continue her therapy. I have requested her to continue therapy with Dr. Weiss, who is the neuropsychologist. She also has been referred to a psychiatrist of her choice. The patient was recommended cervical epidural, lumbar epidural, and a right shoulder intra-articular. The patient declined all the risk, benefit, and all other options like surgery. And spinal cord stimulation were discussed with the patient, and she declined. The patient was indeed referred to Dr. Ramakrishna for consultation, but she didn't even make it. And other than that, patient is provided with the following medication for now: Mobic, 15 milligram twice a day for anti-inflammatory; Flexeril, 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation; Effex, 20 twice a day for stomach protection; Ultran, 50 milligram 1 or 2 PRN every 12 hours; for pain, Elabil 50 milligram once at night for sleep and GAD disorder. Wellbutrin is ordered 150 milligram daily for depression and anxiety and panic. Xanax is ordered for anxiety and panic, 0.5 milligram twice a day. Neurontin is ordered, carbapentin 600 milligram twice a day for nerve healing and neuropathic pain. Furosemide are ordered for headache relief. The patient is ordered a physical therapy. She has been advised to bring a PT evaluation and a recertification. And if she didn't bring, then physical therapy will be discontinued. And other than that, the patient is ordered a case management and a transportation. She'll be placed on a light duty job at this time. Thank you.